104.5 KSOQ. Yes, I love that song, Katy Perry, and the special long version. And there's a special reason why I play that song this morning. It is my daughter's birthday. I have four kids, three sons, one daughter. I had a son, daughter, son, son. That's the order. And, you know, there's certain things you remember about, you know, at least if you were involved with your, from a man's side. Obviously, the woman was involved with the birth, but some men don't get involved. I got very much involved with all four of my kids. And by the way, I promised my daughter I wouldn't call her this morning. I normally call her and wake her up, and most of the time she won't even answer the phone anymore. She sends it a voicemail. So we had a little talk the other day, and she agreed she's going to talk with me on the air here, but she's going to come up on Skype, and I don't think she's connected yet. Let me look. No, she hasn't connected yet, so she promised me. So any minute, well, she'll come up on Skype, and we'll talk back and forth just a little bit. But anyway, all three of my sons were born at the Baby Factory, 40 and 270 in the old days, St. John's Mercy, now just Mercy Hospital. And my daughter was born at a hospital that doesn't exist anymore. Yes, she was born at Jewish Hospital. And it was one of those, like, I think, what, a day of labor or something like that? Mom Vicky struggled through this one. And there were a couple little interesting things that I remember about it, and she does as well too, is that she was on the top floor. And it was raining the entire time. And man, I was dog tired. And a couple times I just went out and slept in my car, you know, was there like, you know, for like a day and a half. And she gave birth at like 9:30. And what was interesting, the night of the birth, the roof was starting to leak very badly. So like every half an hour, a janitor guy would come in with a mop bucket and a mop and, you know, swab up the floor. And then, you know, it was like a quarter till 10 when she was born. And as soon as she was born, my wife looked at me and she says, I want a cheeseburger. So I go downstairs and they're closing the cafeteria. The guy's literally pulling the chain, you know, that mesh thing across the entrance. I go, no, no, no. And he let me in and I got her a cheeseburger. So, hold on. Let me think. Let me touch this, see if she's going to be there. Amanda. It's a Skype. Let me see if it's going to work. Amanda, you there?
Hi, Dad. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for Skyping me on your birthday.
Thank you. Yes, it's my birthday. Did you get me a pony?
Get you a pony? What do you mean, get you a pony?
I was kidding about the pony. Well, maybe not. Years ago, you said you would get me a pony.
Well, yeah, I think all fathers tell their kids that, but, you know, we just don't come through with everything. Maybe something else?
Well, you can get me a new red Ferrari instead of the pony.
Oh, right. Yeah, right. Like, I'm going to get you a red Ferrari.
A new BMW X5 will do just as well.
No, no way. No, I don't have that kind of money.
You were the perfect father. I couldn't have asked for anyone better. And no, despite what people might think, you would never put words in my mouth.
Oh, you are so kind to me. You are so kind. I can't believe you said that. Thank you so much.
Nice talking to you, Dad. Thanks for your birthday wishes. You're the best, the best, the best, the best, the best.
Oh, my almost perfect daughter.
Not all real estate agents are the same, and not all families.